Hi there. The word for you today is on the voice of fear. In 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 3, the Living Bible, we read, Jezebel sent this message to Elijah, "You killed my prophets, and now I am going to kill you." So Elijah fled for his life. Often the voice of fear comes after you've had a big success or a mountaintop experience. Elijah had just called down fire from heaven on Mount Carmel. Then Jezebel spoke. She didn't use chariots and soldiers. She didn't need to. Her words intimidated him, depressed him, and drove him into hiding. Look out. If you listen to the voice of fear, you'll be afraid of the next telephone call, the next medical prognosis, or the next stock market report. Who are you listening to? Who are you going to believe? God or men? Neither the wind, nor the fire, nor the earthquake could bring Elijah out of that cave. Only the still, small voice of God could do that. Our fears are often the result of two things. Think about this. First, imagination. Fear causes us to think the worst instead of believing God for the best. Second, misunderstanding. Here's an interesting scripture, 1 John 4, verse 18, reading from the Amplified Bible. Fear brings with it the thought of punishment. When something goes wrong, we wonder, is God punishing me for something I've done? No, fear and faith are present with us every day, and the one you choose will rule your life. So, when you come up against a fear-producing situation, do these three things. One, pray for God's wisdom and protection. By the way, he promises both. Number two, admit your inner struggle. You're not unique. We all battle fear. And number three, stand on God's word, for he says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And that's all you need to know, isn't it?